need to take notice of what God is doing.
Amen.
You may not understand what I'm fixing to say, but it's so true. God is coming back to Himself.
Amen.
Now, do you understand what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. God is coming back to Himself. In Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God. Now, the church world don't start there. They start with Adam. And that's the reason they wind up in Adam. And that's the reason they're preaching so much on the Adam nature. But they haven't crossed over Jordan.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. Now, how many of you are understanding what I... You see, terminology is where all of the doctrines come from. Terminology. You could be talking about the same thing and saying it a different way. And therefore, individuals would not understand what you're saying. I used to debate with the oneness people all the time in my early ministry. And it was because of my Trinitarian training. How many of you understand what I'm saying? There's just one God.
That's right.
And Jesus came out from God and was God manifest on the earth. Hallelujah. And then when you receive Christ, you're receiving the part that came out of God. And now God's drawing us all back into Himself. Oh, hallelujah. And that's the one thing that we are missing, is that we take a scripture out of context. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it's not the glory.
Amen.
It's only the hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know you might, well, I don't understand that. How many of you understand Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith? That word now is another word for eternity.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
Oh, and how many of you know that in this hour God is putting His finger on the part of your heart, hallelujah, where He placed eternity?
Amen.
And you're going to have to learn to live in eternity.
Yes.
Then you begin to learn to live in the eternal Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God's going to bring you back into Himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And when God manifests Himself in the earth, oh, glory to God, you and I are going to see the glory that we've been desiring all these years and haven't saw it yet.
Hallelujah.
The glory of God's not been manifested yet. And the reason it hasn't, you have the Christ, the forerunner, to prepare the way for the glory.
Amen.
Are you following me now?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Some of us may be lagging behind just a little.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've got to follow the Lord's pattern that He gave me the other morning at 2:30 in the morning. I was up praying, and because of my foot, I can't get on my knees as easy. But God told me to get on my knees. I got on my knees and began to pray. And then He said, I want you to get on your face like you used to pray.
Hallelujah.
So I lay down on my face. And then, you know, how many of you know the devil tries to distract you from everything?
Oh, yeah.
He distracts you by people walking in when the service is going on, babies crying, and all these things are distraction to get you distracted from the presence of the Lord. And then parents not correcting their children and keeping them in the submission. And so the enemy come and said to me, now, what if Tanya comes in and you own your face? Why? You can imagine. It would have frightened her to come into my bedroom and me on my face before God. Oh, well, she'd have heard you praying. No, I wasn't praying out loud. I was praying in my spirit. Amen. Well, hallelujah. And the Lord said, I'm giving you direction now for the services that's coming. And then the Lord said to me, here's the way I want you to operate this service. I never take up an offering in the morning services. And God told me, I know you $100 giving in every offering. I know you do that. But I want you to take up offering in the morning service. And that would be designated for missions. And then in the night service, we pay for the expense.
Amen.
Yes.
So, we're going to stand and receive an offering. Some manna that they had gathered up in the morning, ground up and baked in a loaf of bread, and put on the table, 12 loaves, 6 in 2 rows, and the priest was the one that eat that. And it was made from the tithes of the manna. I know you get quiet when you're talking about money. But let me show you something. The high priest went into the holiest of holies by the table of shewbread. The table of shewbread is the same height, the only piece of furniture that's the same height with the ark of covenant with the seraphims over it. So he comes by your offering into the holy place, holiest of holies, and he sprinkles the blood upon the Ark of the Covenant and stands in that sprinkling blood himself. Glory to God. And he offers up the sacrifice for the sins of Israel, trespass and sin. And then when he comes out right by the table of shewbread.
Yeah.
Now you are just as holy as you're giving.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Well, I just don't see that." Well, you'd better learn to see it, because you're no more holier than you are in your giving.
That's right.
And in the Feast of Tabernacle that we are worshiping now, they give more in that feast than they did all of the year.
That's right.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm here to tell you, we're not here to make money. We're here to glorify God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And to give unto the Lord that's duly belonged to Him.
Amen.
Well, now, I don't see no bucket. I want to start off, you see, the internal glory, as well as the outer glory, has not been given yet.
Amen.
And these scriptures, I want to start off. Now, I taught a little bit on this last night, but I want to refresh your memory a little. In the chapter 8 of Romans. And I'm not here to just You see, all these different translations has done more to confuse the church than it has to help them.
Amen. That's right.
Now, and most ever evangelical church believes that King James is about the only version that's right.
It's the inspired
version. And for the sake of familiarity, I use the King James, but the New American Standard is the most closer to the original than any other translation. The Amplified is just what its name is. It amplifies some of the verses, but not all of them. Now, in verse 1, we'll use that as an example. There is therefore now, and I don't want to get into that word now. It's mentioned 185 times in the Bible. And it's another root word for eternity. And there's very few of us are living in eternity the way we should live. We usually are living in tomorrow, and tomorrow's bringing us worry, and tomorrow never comes.
Right. So we're living in the past.
Or you're either living in the past, and you're not living in the now.
Amen.
In the present.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And the present is the only time you have to live.
Amen.
But now, There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus,
amen.
Period. Now that's not where the King James stops.
Right.
King James wants to remind you that you're in the flesh. Who walk not after the flesh, see? He wants to remind you. But after the Spirit. Well, why do I say that? Well, drop down to verse 9 and see what it said. But ye are not in the flesh. Well, what's he want to remind me of the flesh for? The Amplified doesn't even include that line. It's an addition. And if in most of your Bibles, it's in italics, which means it's been added by the translators.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, glory to God. So I'm going to show you what we are like in here now. Drop down to verse 9. Now 9, I was reading this not too long ago, and I began to tremble under the Holy Spirit. The anointing was so strong. And I knew there was something up, and I just read. And by the time I got down to verse 11, I was overwhelmed with the Spirit, because God was showing me something. And I want to share this with you today on the beginning of this service. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell, and now that word dwell means constant contact. It means that you have to live constantly in contact with the Spirit. If not, then you're none of His. It's not just on Sunday or on Wednesday or Thursday when you have your prayer meetings, but it's constantly. It's an everyday thing, every hour of every day. Hallelujah. Then he said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Now you can interpret that any way you want to, but he is saying, you're none of me. You just lack something if you're not walking daily, constantly in the realm of the Spirit and not the flesh. And yet even when we do that, we're still lacking something. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead. And I won't go into the details of there. But if the body is dead, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is what?
Eternal life.
Now, if you're going by works, you're dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Sin works.
Oh, hallelujah. And your body is dead because of sin. Now, I just quoted the scripture, the wages of sin is death. But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
Now, it's not righteousness because you're doing things.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The righteousness is because Christ has brought righteousness
Amen.
Into you.
Amen.
And that is by faith.
Right.
Not by works.
No.
But we are so Pentecostal that we'll tell people that's wanting to be saved what they have to do to be saved.
Right.
And all you have to do to be saved is to accept what he's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not what you give up. But it's what he's done you are accepting.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Now, when I say that, I want to tell you something else. The altar call in our church room. Where is that at in this book? Who started that?
D.L. Moody
in his campaigns started the altar call. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the altar call. Everywhere you sit's an altar.
Amen.
The whole church is an altar.
Yeah.
And the church is you.
Amen.
You, the church, people don't come to the church. The church comes to the building. To the.
Amen.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. And wherever you are, the church is.
Amen.
Glory to God. But in this hour, the pastor wants to see the crowd. There ain't nothing wrong with the crowd.
Yeah.
But it's the motive behind it.
Right.
And they want the crowd, and then they want to build a bigger building.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they want bigger crowd because they want bigger offerings. I think we need to get our eyes open that we can see what God is really after.
Amen.
Well, now here's what he really is after. Verse 11. You reading with me? But if the spirit of him, now who is the him here? Huh? That's the Father. That's, oh hallelujah. That's God, Elohim, in Genesis 1 and 1. And if the spirit of him, God, the Father, that raised up Jesus from the dead.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Dwell.
Glory.
Constantly.
Contact.
Yes. In the Elohim. Oh, glory to God. In you, He, that's God again, that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken. Everybody say quicken.
Quicken.
Make alive.
Make alive.
Your mortal bodies. Not your glorified body. Your mortal body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen to what he said. By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. But you see, we have Christ in us, and that's the hope of glory. But the glory has not come in yet. Oh, glory to God. Now, if you'll turn to the 14th chapter of the book of John, St. John. I'm just simply showing you a foundation here of what God is doing right now. The church world don't see this.
Amen.
Church world don't see this. Verse 23, John 14, 23, and I'm just hitting the highlights here now.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, love the Christ, the anointing, he will keep my words. And the church world says, if we agree with them, and if we don't, we ain't keeping them. This is not an option. If a man love me, he'll keep my words. And my Father will love him. And I want you to really look at the next phase of this. And we, not just the Christ, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory.
Now the glory is the Father coming into you.
Yes.
Well,
amen.
Somebody said, well, they are all one Spirit. Yes, they are. But there's a difference in the anointing and the effect
glory
it'll have in you.
Yes.
And if that Father enters into you, the glory of God's going to come in you and it's going to cause the glory to be manifest out from you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's not going to be through titles.
No.
No.
Oh, glory to God. It's not going to be through ministry because none of us have got a ministry.
No.
You ought to be thankful that Christ has included you in his ministry.
Amen.
It's all in him.
That's right.
Well, I don't believe that. Okay. Tear it out of your Bible. 11th chapter of Hebrews. No, the 3rd chapter of Hebrews. Sorry. And he tells you right there plainly that Jesus is the apostle.
That's right.
And the word the means they ain't no another one. They're not another one. And high priest of our profession. How many of you know that when Jesus walked upon this earth, he was all five ministries in one?
Amen.
And he had 12 disciples. And disciples mean taught ones. He had taught them. The Apostle Paul knew this. It was given to him. Pardon me. By revelation. In the Arabian desert. Now, I don't know where all the Spirit took him. But he didn't go up to Jerusalem for Peter, James, and John to teach him.
Amen.
He didn't go to Lee College. Or any other college. Oh, praise God. He didn't go down here to Florida to be taught how to be an apostle.
What? Should we go to school down there?
Yeah. Brother Bill Hammonds has got a school down there, and Bill knows better. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I preached with Bill and when he was teaching in International Bible College. I get so fed up with these dealings that wants to build some big name for themselves and try to take on themselves the presbytery work of God that's doing through seasoned apostles and prophets and so on. And you have a local presbytery.
Right.
And that local presbytery is to recognize local ministries that's within their own assembly.
Amen.
Then there will be a traveling presbytery with seasoned apostles and prophets of God, and they'll come along, glory to God, and they'll speak in the realm of the Spirit and discern exactly what these people been doing in the Spirit through the local presbytery. Praise God.
Amen.
And then it'll be conformed and confirmed, and everybody then ought to have sense enough to accept what the general presbytery says and the place they place them in.
Amen.
And they're not placed there to be lord and rulers, because they are placed there under a set individual, man or woman. And the set man or woman in the assembly is the ones that recognize through discernment who's qualified to be appointed in what circumstance.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And if you, oh, glory to God. And if you was to come in and say, well, I'm a prophet, okay, we'll assign you to clean the toilets. Well, I ain't going to do that. I got to prophesy.
Amen.
Well, if you ain't got enough of the Holy Spirit in you to be submitted, you ain't worthy to prophesy.
Amen.
Well, glory.
Amen.
Now, I'm sorry if I'm so plain.
No, this is what we were taught.
I mean, this is exactly the way they brought us up in the latter rain. My God, how many times have I saw folks come down and line up around the altar wanting presbytery to lay hands on them? And I'd see one old apostle or prophet bend down over an individual and say, "You might as well sit back down. You ain't ready for this yet.
You're not ready."
And they wouldn't. Oh, glory to God. We are so honey dripping out of our mouth and ain't worth a doodly squat.
That's right.
You ain't got a backbone big enough to tell folks you ain't worthy of this. Well, we'll get us up and sit down. Oh, we'll lose them. Well, good. God ain't interested in everybody anyway.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Brother, it's God's will to save everybody. That's right.
Yes.
But everybody ain't going to be saved.
Right. Amen.
The world's trying to save everybody. Get with it, saints.
Praise the Lord.
We've got to learn, amen, that if the church is not full, all right, minister to the ones that's there.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If you want to, now, Brother Gray just come back from the village. You can have a crowd there anytime.
Right.
But a crowd is not what you're looking for.
Amen.
You're looking for folks that hear with a spiritual ear and be developed in the spiritual realms of God, that we might be able to help somebody else get out of that old traditional doctrine and come into the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You have got to learn how, and Paul tells you this, that you might learn how to behave yourself in the house of God.
Right.
How many of you understand what I just said? Learn how to behave yourself in the house of God.
That's the exact words he uses.
Huh?
That's the exact words he uses.
I know, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
That you reverence the President of the United States more than you reverence God.
That's true.
President of the United States walk in this building, you'd stand. And you sure wouldn't be dancing around him and hooping and hollering hallelujah, talking in another tongue. The bodyguards would really come around. Now, don't misunderstand me. I know some of you now say, I'm glad he don't believe in shouting, don't believe in that. I do. I believe in that. But I know how to behave myself in the house of God.
Amen.
You have been sitting beside some really zealous individual. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you're trying your best to hear the speaker.
That's right.
Right. That's
right. I've turned around a minute. I'm just, shut your mouth. I can't control the Holy Ghost. I said, well, you got the wrong Holy Ghost then.
Amen.
The Spirit is subject to the prophet, so shut up.
That's right.
I want to hear the preacher. I ain't interested in you shouting.
That's right.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hey, but you see, that's what's wrong right now with it. Well, glory. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever tried to hear somebody preach? And somebody beside you just shouting all the time, holler, hallelujah, glory to God, and they're trying to impress somebody, make them think they're spiritual.
That's right.
Well, there's a baby screaming behind you.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, glory. Well, we need some real training in ministry.
Amen.
I've called a lot of folks down. You have to, you mean they're talking in tongues? Talking in some tongue, but I say, hush. And they get mad, jump up and run out of the church. He's trying to control the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a perfect gentleman.
Yes.
He's not going to disturb somebody.
That's right.
Jesus never intruded on anybody. When you come to the Shudamite over in the Song of Solomon, she had done pulled off her coat, which is her holiness, done washed her feet, which washed the anointing off, because, you know, God said to Adam, he shall dip his foot in oil and his shoes in brass. Well, she done pulled her shoes off, washed her feet, all the anointing off her feet. Now, I'm telling you about a sermon I used for years ago in the evangelistic realm, being prepared again for the walk of God. Shod for the road. That was my text. Shod for the road. I'll tell you, when God begins to do his job, you and I are going to realize somebody stirred us wrong in the beginning.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I don't even recognize a spiritual church in this hour. If you find one, would you please tell me?
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
Me too.
I'd love to submit and sit under anointed. Oh God, I'd give my right arm if I could have found an apostle in when I got converted to say, brother, I'd have been at their door every time they throw the wash water out or the dishwasher out. I'm hungry for the truth.
Amen. Amen.
And but in this hour, my God, they sing for an hour and an hour and a half,
yes.
Wear themselves out. We're going to turn it over to the preacher now. And they're so wore out and so tired and so sleepy. They ain't hearing a word you say.
And they keep them standing for an hour and a half.
Yeah. My Father. Let's get the glory of the Father. And if that glory was to fall right now, this whole ground would be full. This church would be full. And I want to tell you something. It would go on 24 hours a day.
Right.
Ain't no one man can do it.
Right. Amen.
I don't care how much Bible you know, and I don't care how much experience you have, you can't do it by yourself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
And you elders are being trained that that's going to be your job to take over. The pastor has to do what he has to do, and then have enough of God in him to shut up, sit down, let somebody else do it. And don't be afraid of your job if you are, you ain't fit for it.
That's right.
Oh my God. Brother McCurry, I ain't never heard that. I don't like that kind of teaching. Sorry. That's the way it is. Glory to God.
Praise God.
But as you train individuals and you don't be afraid to go out and let the elders have the church and run the church.
Amen.
You the set man or the woman.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And there's no question about they're not going to do everything like you would do it.
That's right. Amen. That's true.
But how in the world are you going to train your own children if you don't let them try some different thing?
That's right.
Huh?
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
That's true. Amen.
Oh, glory. If you would study the Old Testament, you could find out a whole lot of things.
Right.
How many of you understand Abraham didn't have no army?
Right.
But when the army captured Lot, he didn't have time to train people then. He took his own household servants trained in his own house.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Trained in his own house and whipped five armies with them little handful.
That's right.
That's right.
Was it 300 or 120? Just very few. Glory to God. If you give me 100 saints that's open for this message, I'll take Georgia.
Amen.
Then we'll move over to South Carolina. And then Brother Robert there, he's right on the border of Alabama. He'd take Alabama.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying, saints? People have missed the way the world's going to be evangelized. They ain't going to be evangelized by one or two evangelists.
No, come on.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
There's got to be a training center.
Yay.
And a training center down in Waco.
That's right.
and in Sarasota.
Yeah.
I mean Orlando, I'm sorry.
And maybe Sarasota.
Huh?
Maybe in Naples and Sarasota.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Right. But it's got to be this way.
Yes.
Ezekiel said it's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. And when all these wheels begin to turn,
right.
Oh, glory to God. The seraphim begin to fly.
Yes.
The Bible said they got hands under their wings, which is fivefold ministry supporting their wings.
Yeah.
Glory to God forevermore.
Glory to the Lord.
And then I've been talking to the Lord, and the Lord been telling me, and I've been saying this for 50, almost 59 years now. We'll be in January, starting on my 59th year. This old man has got a few experiences behind me.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. You'd be a fool not to hear some of these things that I've got to say. Brother Lopez back there, I'm telling you, we are absolutely insane when we preach this kind of a doctrine because the world had never heard it.
Amen.
And they've got to be taught this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's not going to be by psychology.
Amen.
It's going to be by the Holy Spirit of God that's moving in this universe today. Glory to God. You haven't saw anything yet like you're going to see it.
Hallelujah.
And don't get discouraged because you've just got a few in your assembly. Oh, glory to God. When the glory of God drops in us and we get the Father in us, you're going to see, whoo, hallelujah. Multitudes are coming.
Yes.
And you're going to have to learn then, what are you going to turn loose of what you're trying to make a living at?
That's right.
And come into the spiritual realm and watch God supply your need. Watch God give you abundance of everything.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My God. I tell you right now, my foot's healing. I'd love to jump up here and dance a little. I feel the Holy Spirit here.
Yes, glory. Hallelujah.
I weep when I realize the condition of the church world today.
Amen.
I sit on the side of my bed and weep and pray for you guys that I know's after the Spirit. I'm asking God to open heaven for you. Hallelujah. And bless you. And all the reason I want to be blessed is that I can bless God's people.
Amen.
I ain't interested in the material things of this world. God has blessed me. Hallelujah. And because there's faithful people in the assembly, they stand with us. I told the elder body of this assembly, Monday was a week ago, we had an elders meeting. I said, I want to take time out to thank you. I said, I'm like the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was in a granite prison cell, 4x8. Granite all around him.
Amen.
Little window on the top of it to give him a little light. He wrote the book of Philippians, and he said in that book, I rejoice at the memory of you. They was the only church that stood by him.
Yes.
He had no other way and nothing else to rejoice for but just his memory.
Wow.
Just his memory. And I told these elders, I said, I want to tell you something. I sometimes don't have nothing to rejoice about, but I can still rejoice at the memory of you guys that's held up my hand and supplied my need.
Yes, glory.
We're not alone in this.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Saints, get behind the ministry.
Amen.
One of the keys of success for this church or this assembly is we have determined to stand by ministry regardless Hallelujah. What they come now, they everybody don't do what we'd like for them to do.
That's right.
I've told folks that I didn't get you here to sing. I got you here to teach the word.
Amen.
And then when you turn the service over to me, well, I want to sing. I said, they didn't get you here to sing. But they have to sing. And then they'll be so rebellious when you tell them that, they're going to sing anyway. Listen to me. This is the only thing God ever put above his name. Do I get a witness for that? Now, I'm not against singing. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not against rejoicing and shouting. But there's a time and a season for all things. Your time will come. Oh, God, help me. I'm sorry I've been wandering around here, but this is necessary. This is needful. The Bible said in the book of Jude, they ran greedily after the heir of Cain and went in the way of Balaam. Now, Balaam was a prophet, a real prophet of God that sold out his prophetic ministry for material gain. You'd be surprised how many folks today is sold out just for some.
The worldly gain.
God don't care whether you've got a Mercedes or a Rolex watch.
Right.
My God. Timex will do just the same.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I never will forget the first car I had. I walked. And preached and walked, hitchhiked. And sometime I'd have enough money to ride the bus. And I'd preach up and down the aisle of the bus station on what I was riding. And they had complained to the driver, and the driver would say, well, he bought a ticket. He's got a right to ride. That's a captivated audience. They can't run from you. But I wouldn't take nothing for them experiences. I've been shaken by a lot of police. You want to stop this? And the Holy Ghost is speaking, they jerked down. I'm going to get the paddy wagon. I said, well, that's the thing to do. I can preach in a jailhouse. Oh, God, help. We're so soft and spoiled, really.
Yes.
Just absolutely spoiled, rotten for our comfort. Hallelujah. Don't know what it is to rough it a little bit. Get out of your comfort zone and sleep on the bamboos over in the Philippines. You have to turn one side gets the sore. You have to lay on your back, you know. And if you're like me, when you get on your back, you snore that much more. And then your back gets sore and you have to turn over on the other side. And after a while, you get sore all over and you have to just set up. And you're setting up on that.
Bamboo slats. And the mosquitoes.
And then your tailbone gets sore. Well, glory to God. When will we grow up and be men and women for God?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
When will we endure hardness?
When God the Father moves into our heart. Hallelujah. You and I are going to have the glory of God. And when that comes in, whatever weakness or whatever disease you have has to move out. And you become a brand new creature, because he's quickening that old dead flesh and everything becomes alive again.
Amen.
Hallelujah! And the first thing you know, whoo, hallelujah, you are a brand new creature in God, and you've been glorified through the glory that God comes on the inside, and that glory has to break out and go on the outside, and everybody you talk to is feeling the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah! And you and I will begin to be a walking testimony and a glory for God. And it won't be by titles, it'll be by reality.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Father is coming in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I mentioned Balaam, I want to show you something there.
Did you get back to Balaam? You didn't finish.
Over in the book of Numbers, you know, Balak went and hired Balaam to curse Israel. And when he hired Balaam to curse Israel, Balaam lost his eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
How many church folks today has lost their eyesight?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Rise yourself,
man. Come on, saints.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to prolong the service, but just reading you something. But I do want you to catch this, because that's exactly what the church has lost, their eyesight. They have absolutely lost the eyesight to see spiritual things. And a jackass can see farther than they see.
Amen.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
That too plain for you?
No, that's the word.
How many of you understand?
Amen.
That a jackass see more than church folk today? Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. 22 is where I was going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, and the children of Israel set forward. Now what he said, set forward, they journeyed on.
Yeah.
Now, and then you turn to verse 10, and Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, you got it, Bob? All right, read for me.
Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
There's a people that's come out
of
Egypt, which is sin. Oh, glory. All right, reread some more. This gets gooder and better as you go down.
Come now, curse me them. Free adventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out.
Now, he's hiring a prophet
to
curse the people of God. Whew. All right, read on.
And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed.
Amen.
I want to tell you, though, I can laugh in the devil's face. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Ain't a thing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You can lie, you can do everything you can, but I'm a blessed individual.
That's right.
Amen.
How many of you can say, I'm blessed?
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Hallelujah. All right. Read on now.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get thee into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak and the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and when I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me, come therefore, and I pray thee, curse me this people.
Now, you see what he said? There's nothing that I'm going to do for you. In other words, if it's money, I'm going to do more.
That's right.
The Bible said you can't serve God and mammon.
Right. That's right.
You make a choice. You want to serve money? Go ahead. But you can't serve God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
How many ministers do you know that sold out just for a big church? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not in favor. I built temples. I'll never do it again. You understand what I'm saying? This building, on these grounds and everything, I'm going to tell you something. This is nice enough. If it ain't nice enough for you, what are you doing here?
Amen.
Well, I don't want to read all of this, but you read this and study this, and you'll see the church world as it is today. And the very minute that Balaam decided to go, he lost his spiritual sight. He lost his spiritual sight. All right. Let's go down to verse 20.
And God said unto Balaam at night, and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt do.
Oh, you go ahead, Balaam. But you can't say no more than I tell you to say. Now, how many of you understand that there's people today, prophets, supposed to be prophets, come into this assembly or your assembly and prophesy everything good and never prophesy anything that's contrary? And you beware of any prophet that never tells you judgment's coming. I have to have a word. Yeah, I told one person, they said, I got to have a word. I said, I don't know whether you'd like it or not. Because I only speak what God says.
Amen.
A brother called me and said, I got to have a true word from God.
As if you can have an untrue word.
Well, you can hear an untrue word all day long.
That's your word from God.
And when I told him, I said, you may not like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you what God told me. I said, you in one part of the country, and your wife in another part of the country, and God said you need to get together. Because if a man and his wife don't agree, his prayers won't be answered no way.
That's right.
That's right.
That's Peter.
Well, that, hallelujah. And there's no way to live constantly. I've been on the road. Brother Lopez has been on the road. He travels from country to country, and state to state. I'm no stranger to Brother Lopez. He's not to me. He knows me. I know him. I have the uttermost confidence in him. But it's a hard life to live on the road and just come home every 2 or 3 weeks and maybe gone 10 weeks at a time. I know. I went to Africa for 5 weeks by myself. And it is hard. And live in them little old grass huts, little old, and they finish them with, you know, you how many of you ever saw them little old round huts? Huh? You know what they finish them inside now with?
Yeah.
Cow manure and sand.
Yeah.
And the scent never gets out of them.
Yeah. On the floor.
That's right. They never, and rats as big as, old, bigger than squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Crawling around in there, and if the cover hits the ground, them rats get in the bed with you, and when they do, you get out as quick as you can, you know. Oh, glory. And in one village I was in, they brought me a little old cot. And you know, I'm a pretty heavy guy. And I lay down and I felt it sinking. And what it was bending. And it was no way I could keep the cover off of the ground. I don't know how many times I jumped up and run the rats out of my bed that night. And the little African... It was at the foot of the mountain of the moon. That's where the pygmies, you know, smoke the opium. And they get so high and they make fun of the queen. Say, the queen don't like what we're doing, but we do it anyway. Oh, it's so funny. It wasn't funny, but it was to me. And they come into that little hut and they saw that thing bend. Muncho old man. And they go out there in the jungle and cut some forked sticks down and drive them in the ground and straighten out that little old cot and place it on them forked sticks where they wouldn't bend no more. And then they'd bring me, about every 3 days, they'd bring me a stalk of bananas. If it hadn't been for the bananas, I'd have starved to death. Oh, glory to God. But you've got to learn to leave your comfort zone. And you've got to quit trusting in it.
That's right.
Well, glory. Read just a little more.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went.
And yet God told him to go.
Yeah. But the first he told him not to go the first time.
Yeah, but then he changed him and said, now you go. And then God gets mad at him because he's doing what he told him to do. Oh, glory to God. Saints, wake up. Just because you got a green light don't mean God's going to bless you.
Yeah, or that he agrees with
that. I'm just doing what you said. Yeah, but Balaam, the motive's wrong. There's a lot of preachers preaching with the wrong motive. You've got one thing you've got to learn. I'll take time and read this out of the book for you. The qualifications to a prophet.
Yeah.
One thing you've got to learn, and you have to learn it the hard way, there's no other way to learn it. You have to be able to have enough of discernment to keep your eyes on the Lord and not on other things. But here's what I want to get to now, down in verse 23.
And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way.
A jackass saw clearer than the prophet. You read it in your Bible. I've told many a prophet, I said, a jackass got more vision than you. Now, you know I ain't popular. You know I've never been popular. Or to just tell it like it is. I ain't trying to be buddy-buddy with charismatic and honey dripping out of my mouth. I don't care. Hallelujah. I was at a shepherd's conference, I guess back 50 years ago when they first come out. And at a shepherd's conference, you know, they don't allow women. Now, they didn't used to, I say that. And they were all up a-dancing and a-shouting and doing the charismatic shuffle. And they were all a-saying, I'm the seed of Abraham. And I got plumb mad. I said, God, there's something wrong here. I know I'm the seed of Abraham. I began to pray and fast, and God said, son, you must remember. I said, three blessings to Abraham. Your seed's like the dust. Your seed's like the sand. And then your seed's like the stars. And he said, all men are made from the dust, friend. And they have a right to say they're the seed of Abraham, even though they're the dust, friend. And I said, well, I agree with that, Lord. And he said, sand is just a coarser degree of dust than the dust, friend. But he said, son, very few are going to arrive in the star dimension. That's out of reach of the devil.
Yes, that's right.
And the stars in the heavenly dimension. Oh, God. Well, what is heaven? Heaven is the arranger of all lives. Now, you do research in the Greek or Hebrew, and you'll find that word arranger. And that's what heaven really is, the arranger of all life. If you'd learn how to read your Bible, King James, you know, just puts, and God created the heaven, comma, and then there's a conjunction, the earth. But really, there's supposed to be a period there by heaven.
Amen.
He couldn't create the earth until he called all of our names and set the boundaries for the dispensation that we'd be in. This blows folks' mind, but it's the truth.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul. After he got the enlightenment, he said, God separated me from my mother's womb for this. Well, how come he wasn't doing it when he was killing the saints?
Yeah.
God hadn't opened his eyes.
Amen.
And he hadn't opened his eyes because he hadn't found grace.
Right.
Glory.
And grace, my God, wake up, saints, is more than just the unmerited favor of God.
Amen.
And if you think that's all there is, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, and I would have you wit, brethren, the grace that God's bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. Oh, he unmerits favor.
No.
Go down to verse 9, find out what kind of grace he's talking about.
Yeah.
And you all know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me ask you something. Did he have to have grace to be saved?
No. Did he have to have unmerited faith?
No. Did he have to have grace to be saved?
No.
Did he have to have grace to live right?
No.
Well, what kind of grace did he have? The Zoe life of God.
Yay.
Hallelujah. And then when God answered Paul praying three times to move the thorn that was in his flesh, God simply said, "My grace is sufficient."
Yes, amen.
And what he was saying there was, "Whoo, the Zoe life have got you covered, Paul."
Yes.
And he never mentioned it again in all of his writings.
Right.
Hallelujah. How many of you know, oh, the Zoe life has got you covered?
Amen.
You haven't got it manifest yet, but oh, when the Father comes in, the glory is going to be manifest. And your physical being is going to be quickened and made alive to God. And you're going to be healed. In it. You're going to be perfect in every avenue.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying this morning. Well, hallelujah. Let's read some more here.
And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down unto Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled.
Yes, it was. He crushed his foot against the rock, and he began to beat that ass. Get off of my foot, you dumb! My goodness. And he was crushing his foot. Had him pinned into the wall, and God didn't do that until she come to a narrow place where he couldn't turn around, and she fell over there on his foot, and crushing his foot, he began to beat that donkey, and God opened the donkey's mouth. Sometimes you can hear a jackass better than you can hear the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. I tell you, I'm sorry that I'm just so plain country guy, but
amen.
You don't have to have a dictionary to understand what I'm saying.
That's right.
Amen. You just have to understand Southern.
You have to know by the Spirit.
You got to hear me by the Spirit. You ain't going to hear nothing. Well, read on some, Bob.
Amen. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me with these three times?"
All right.
And Balaam said unto the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill thee." And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, "Nay." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam.
That's it, right there. That's what I'm going to want you to get. The Lord opened the eyes of Balaam. Well, now, when did his eyes get closed? You see, you've got to understand, the very minute he turned to the material gain and for the dollar, God closed his spiritual eyes. He couldn't see none else. But then God had to open his eyes through the mouth of an ass.
Amen.
And I hope it don't take the crushing of your foot.
Amen.
To get your eyes open.
Amen.
My Father. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Come on, how many of you are giving me a witness of what I'm saying here?
Amen.
Well, glory. I want to read one more verse here.
And he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face.
All right. Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord said to him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me.
In other words, I want you to know something. God is just about ready to do this again in the reverse ways of the church. They do not understand spiritual things. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, I haven't forgot. I was going to show you what requirements it has to have to be a prophet, and then I'm going on. Just continue on this stuff. In Book of Numbers 24 and verse 16, and it tells you here a prophet should hear Elohim, which is God, know Elion, the Most High, and see El Shaddai. And that's in verse 16.
Numbers 24.
Chapter 24. And verse 16. And that is one of the best outlines that you'll get. Qualifications of a prophet.
That's the best answer.
That's the best answer that you can give anybody.
And that's how you can check them out.
Yeah. You not only, you can check them out like that. Do you have it? Have you read it with me? Well, you underline it in your Bible and mark it, because you can use it anytime you want to.
Amen. Amen.
And don't mention my name.
Oh, do.
Because if it's quicker to you, it's yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't blame me with it. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so great.
Glory.
Now, I want to continue on the spiritual eyes being opened. I know it's about dinner time, but we haven't got too far here this morning.
No.
Are you tired?
No. Somebody says yes. Who said thank you?
No, we're ready.
All right. Ephesians chapter 1. Ah, glory to God. I want to start with verse 17.
That the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.
Who? The Father of what?
Glory.
And that glory has not come in you yet.
No.
I know every one of us done stupid things. I've preached a lot of times. God is going to give us another Pentecost.
Yeah.
I preached.
We've all done
that. How many of you have been honest and say, I preached that too?
Amen.
But it's not another Pentecost.
No, that's right.
God's always wanting to bring you from glory to glory. It's not going backwards. Uh-oh. And how many of you understand that's what you're hearing in the church world? We got to have another Pentecost. We got to have another breakthrough.
We got to have revival.
My God, they don't even know what revival is.
Right. They say we're going to hold it.
Right.
Well, that's what's wrong. They've been holding it ever since Pentecost.
Yeah. So let them go.
That's right. Let's go.
They've been holding it ever since Pentecost, and they ain't never got out of it. And they've been molded in it, and they're still talking. Third day in this hour is so popular with the second day mentality. But the Feast of Tabernacles is the seventh feast.
Yeah.
And that's the same as the third day.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. And what we need to do is to move on into the glory that God wants to manifest in this hour. And when that glory comes, hallelujah, you're going to find the church world waking up and going, wise men have always sought Jesus. They've always, but the stupid people that don't even hear the voice of an ass, they don't care about it.
No.
Their eyes is blind. They don't see it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to get my attention, move with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Moving with the Spirit. And you'll see the glory of God. All right. The Father of glory
may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Now, all of this comes with the glory. You think you have knowledge of the Scripture just because you can quote them?
Amen. That's
right.
You do. You don't know doodly squat about them.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. You know the letter.
It's like I've told the elders of this assembly, and I've taught it all over the country. You don't need 100 scriptures to try to prove you know something. Get your concords and go down the line, and everywhere it mentions that word, write it down and join every word together and try to be something you're not. God ain't interested in that. You're taking scriptures out of context. And that's the first step to falsehood. Yeah.
Amen.
But you've got to learn, therefore, what it's there for.
That's good.
Therefore, well, what's it there for?
Right.
I'm an inquisitive person. You tell me something, I want to know why you're telling me this.
Yeah. That's right.
What's behind this?
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
I want to know something. Well, glory to God. Oh, God. You read in the book of Job, you know, and God talking to Job, and God said, Job, knowest thou? He said, no, I don't know. God said, yes, you do know.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do know. You know more than you think you know, but you're trying to express it the way you know it. Oh, glory to God. And you don't know it right.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. How many of you ever fell on your face while you're preaching?
Amen.
I can tell you a lot of times I've made a fool of myself.
Amen.
And it took a jackass to wake me up. Well, praise God. At least if you hear, you can hear something.
Amen.
The Father of glory,
yes,
brings about the spirit of wisdom,
yes,
revelation,
yes,
in, everybody say in, the knowledge of Him. Glory to God. You'll never get anything until you come into the knowledge of it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, I believe it is. Ye have not received the Spirit which is of the world. Want to turn over there and read it?
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
How many of you understand that the majority of the church got the spirit of the world?
That's right.
And they're trying to live like Hollywood.
And they're doing a poor job of it.
Well, they're copying it, but they're not doing much of enjoying it, really. That style. Hallelujah. All right, you have received not the Spirit which is of the world, but the Spirit which is of God.
Amen.
That we might know the
That we might know. Now that's the knowledge of Him. That we might know what?
The things that are freely given to us of God.
The things that are freely given to us of God. The Father is a giver.
Amen. Yes, He is. He gives all
good. I'm thinking of chapter verses in John that I used to preach on. A beautiful, that, you know, when you're in evangelistic realm. He said, and Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter. Now that breaks that verse down. You've got to pray in Christ, you've got to give in Father, and an abiding Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now that's three points that you will never end.
That's right.
Say it again so you can write it down. Don't you ever forget it.
Right.
A praying Father, no, a praying Christ. He said to Peter, now you can really come in with some real deep truths in this. He said to Peter, Satan's desire to sift you as the wheat, Peter, but I prayed.
That's right.
Oh, we got to pray in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And then we've got to give in Father. And He's got all things to give you.
Yeah, that's right. He gives all things to give
you. And then we've got an abiding Spirit. A comforter that's abiding with us always. Now, if you can't preach on that, your preacher's stuck.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So, what the Lord is doing in this hour, and I trust it's going to be brought out visibly in manifest glory in this Feast of Tabernacle, that God's glory is going to just come down like a blanket and cover you and I. Glory to God. And we're going to leave here with the enthusiasm, oh, glory to God, with all things that God freely wants to give to us.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying, believing that the whole thing will catch on, that we'll start a training center over Brother Robert's church, Waco. We can have one going down in Orlando. Oh, in Augusta.
Amen.
We need her.
Another one on the other side of town?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. My God.
That's right.
Brother
Geography.
Greg here will reach people that I never will reach.
That's right.
And I reach people that He won't reach.
Amen.
But together we'll reach them all.
Hallelujah.
No animosity. Amen. My God.
Southeast Coast.
You and I have got to learn to get out of some of this crap.
Yay.
That we're in.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The world don't hinge on what you preach or what you say. God moves in cycles.
Amen.
And if He hadn't moved in your cycle yet, hold on.
Amen.
Your time's coming.
Yes, it is.
Your day's coming.
Yes, it is.
You don't know. Hallelujah. Your miracle may be next in line. Right? Oh, glory to God. If God's blessing Brother Robert, I'm going to praise God for the blessings on him. Because I may be next in line. God bless Brother Greg. I praise God and shout with him. I may be next in line. And who knows, you may be next in line. Glory to God, for God to open up the heavens for you and that you can enter in to a ministry that Christ wants to impart unto you that you have never dreamed of. Well, glory to God. Holy Ghost might say for you today, hit the road, Jack. I don't mean just because, you know, that's a familiar saying. But I'm telling you, neighbor, you don't understand the spiritual things of God. And God is so graciously enabling all of you to understand now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I forget sometimes where my glass case is. You don't have no pockets now. Folks don't know how to make a shirt. We had to have a pocket to put a shirt, glasses in. Oh, glory to God.
Keeping it in.
Huh?
25, 27 years now, it's taken for me to have a clue is that there's only one God, three manifestations. So keeping that intact.
That's interesting.
Ephesians, does this sum it up? Ephesians 3, 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Of God.
It's not. It's just the fullness of that Spirit, because you said yesterday it's a different. There's a difference. So I don't want to see two gods here.
No, you will never see that.
Two persons, but this is just a fuller measure, is it not?
A fuller, well, the fullness of the anointing.
All right.
We don't have it, and if you got it.